This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying welcome into a very fun and busy, it will be a very busy, Radio Night Live edition this week. We are still in coronavirus coverage configuration, which means that my two staff, my Monday through Friday staff is helping my Saturday staff get all of the pieces for this broadcast put together every single week. And I'm so proud of them because we have been able to continue to offer you uninterrupted in the midst of all these Governor Cuomo shutdowns, which we got another one extended this week. Now we have to stay shut down until the 13th. In the midst of all that, my staff, Alex Garrett, Matt Samblin of Monday through Friday, Ivan Quinones, Nicholas Riccio, taking it over on the weekend and making sure that we have all of the pieces put together. I'm so thankful for them. We've got a huge show for you, friend. In the second hour, Kristen B. Tate. We've got the lawyer for General Mike Flynn, the woman who got him, who got his day of justice. Sidney Powell will be with us, and Kim Strassel with a thorough takedown of everything that the Flynn and actually the revised Russia case needs to have. But let's start with my conversation with Matt Whitaker, former acting attorney general. Friends, over the last week, particularly in the last half of last week and in through the weekend, the things that continued to come out of Washington, D.C. through now declassified documents that related in specific to the Flynn investigation, which when the Trump Justice Department dropped the charges last week, you felt half of Congress's heads explode. But when the documents related to this that were really the basis for why that case should be dropped, there are now a number of other things that are beginning to show themselves. For instance, Molly Hemingway's piece today at The Federalist calls it a stunning operation that was not just a typical battle of political foes, nor merely an example of media bias against political enemies, but the entire operation was a deliberate and direct attack on the foundation of American governance. Friends, we had a coup that was unsuccessful, but it was only unsuccessful because you had a president who was strong enough to kind of force his way through it, and you had an American people that did not accept the same old from Washington, D.C. Someone who I don't even think ever in his wildest dreams wanted to be a part of something like this had to step in when one attorney general was gone, and yet before the new attorney general had been named. Former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker, formerly of the DOJ, joins us. His new book is called Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. Matt, we had you on the schedule before the weekend's events took place. I am glad that we do, though, because I cannot wait to ask your opinion on a whole host of things. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
It's great to be here, Kevin. Glad I could join you.
Matt, let's talk about the most recent set of events first. What do we now know, and how far up the chain of command do the documents that we have seem to indicate that knowledge of what was going on, how far up the chain did it go? Did it go to the Oval Office on January the 5th?
It sure looks like it. I mean, based on what I've seen, not only with the transcripts that came out that were declassified, but also with what we've already known or been following, there is no doubt that President Obama and Vice President Biden knew that there was a an investigation into the Trump campaign. They knew that General Flynn, I guess, had a phone call or phone calls with the Russian ambassador.
And I
think that there is a there was a real belief that this was an incredible politically expedient opportunity to hamstring the new administration and to, again, I've always said, and I do believe that there were several individuals involved in these issues that were trying to undo the election of Donald Trump in 2016 by the people of America.
I think it's one of the reasons why Congress didn't like you much as the acting attorney general, because you shot so straight about all of it. But let's General Whitaker, let's talk about this. So for people that are like slow on the details, because again, some of this stuff has been out there for 2 or 3 years, and so I always want to be relevant in how we re-piece it together. Obama and team basically spied on the Trump campaign. They were doing all they could, obviously, to try to help Hillary Clinton, which they shouldn't have been. The administration should have been neutral on the election. They weren't. They weaponized portions of the Justice Department to do that spying. And it was the appointment of General Flynn that kind of set off the light bulb that said, oh my goodness, we're going to get caught, because the position he was being named to would give him direct oversight of all of the covert stuff they were doing. Is that correct?
Yeah, and again, like you said, it's kind of, I know a lot of your listeners are probably have been sheltering in place and doing puzzles, and a lot of these pieces have been sort of on the board and we've been fitting them all together, but sort of this recent developments over the last couple of days and weeks have really made the picture even more clear as to what was happening. And yes, I mean, I think that for some reason, General Flynn was an important piece to their overall strategy to hamstring the new Trump administration. And, people like Jim Comey and Andy McCabe, John Brennan and others, I think are really, have a lot of responsibility. And again, we're going to learn more and more as this year develops, especially with John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, who is doing an investigation as to the origins of the entire Russian collusion investigation.
But so just so that we keep everybody on the right track. So General Flynn was a problem. They had to neutralize him. They thought they had done that by getting him to lie, quote unquote, to him, to the FBI, and then ring him up on that charge. Then they had to get rid of Sessions. They knew that Sessions had met with a Russian. They tried the same tactic. It was what otherwise should have been a normal, legal, just expected type of occurrence. They twisted, made it look as though it was wrong, caused him in his good conscience to say, well, maybe I'm compromised, I have to recuse myself. That set then forth in play a whole host of events, kind of directed, I think, at this point, it looks like Jim Comey was really kind of in the driver's seat, yeah. But he was able to get a special counsel appointed. That was the 2.5 years that we had of the Mueller probe, which turned up literally nothing. But all the while, there is this January 5th date where all the people you just named, Clapper and Brennan and all these folks, were in the Oval Office. And it appears that even from the memo that was kind of bizarrely written by Susan Rice, kind of post-documenting the meeting, that the president said, here's how we want to go about doing this. Is that not the conclusion of what we've learned thus far?
Well, I being a trained lawyer, I deal in inferences, presumptions, and things like that, and it's hard not to put all these pieces like you are together and conclude that not only was Jim Comey a key musician in this symphony, but that President Obama, quite frankly, may have orchestrated this whole thing.
So back to Attorney General Durham for a moment. He's out of Connecticut. I've read that there are now two other U.S. State's Attorney's Office that have been joined, the Eastern District from Missouri and one other one. Oh, the one out of D.C. What does it indicate to you, having been at the top of the chain of command there, what does it indicate to you that State's Attorney Durham needs these other two significantly large operations going on for what they're undertaking?
Yeah, well, both the U.S. Attorney's offices, Jeff Jensen from the Eastern District of Missouri out of St. Louis has been asked to really look at this Flynn situation, and he's the one that recommended to Barr that the case be dismissed. And the U.S. Attorney's office from the District of D.C., and that U.S. Attorney has was obviously the one prosecuting the case and has been involved in that. And I think Durham is also in Connecticut as a U.S. Attorney. And I think this is kind of regular order at the Department of Justice. And in my experience, these U.S. Attorneys are, you know, do their jobs in a nonpartisan manner, but they also have the sensitivities to know, and all of these U.S. attorneys, and this, there's 93 of them across the country, and I know each one of them personally, and what I do know is that a lot of them have experience both inside of the Department of Justice and in their own states and home municipalities, and so they're the perfect people to do these kind of reviews and look into how these cases were maybe abused and how individuals like Jim Comey and Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, and the names that we know so well may have used their own insider knowledge to manipulate the situation and bend, you know, the rules and maybe even violate law in search of trying to, again, undo a duly elected president.
All right. The book is called Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. More with Matt Whitaker, former acting attorney general, when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back. The coronavirus configured Radio Night Live continues on. Kevin McCullough from New York. We've got a huge show for you yet to come. Brian Kilmeade will weigh in on the media's negligence in the whole Flynn, Justice Department, Russia collusion. It's all one big thing. The president called it Obamagate. That's what it is. In hour two, Sidney Powell, in fact, the lawyer who represented Mike Flynn and finally got his justice, she will be with us for an exclusive, and Kristen B. Tate from The Hill will give us her take as well. We've got a lot to get to. It's going to be a very busy, big show. I hope you're here for the full amount. We continue with the former acting attorney general. This was the man who had to stand the guard between Sessions and Barr. Man, did he do a great job every day on Capitol Hill. So proud of him. All right, back with former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker, who is now no longer in government work, but he is lending a very important voice in his new book, Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. And Matt, you said in the last segment that I thought that you cloaked it very politely, that they were trying to undermine or create mischief for the incoming administration in some way. Then you let me a little more in on your thought. You think they were actually trying to bring the administration down? In other words, completely undo the lawful process of what millions of Americans had just decided, which was the new president of the United States.
Yeah, I do believe that. And what I saw and what I know and what we now have clearly been revealed is that they did not find the Trump election palatable. They did not most people in our country as to what that outcome should mean, and they didn't like the people that were appointed or assigned in the administration. And so they tried to undermine this administration, and again, you look at the Mueller investigation. It was solely written, in my opinion, not as a document for history or for the American people. It was written for Congress to impeach the president in the part two of that report. That morphed right into the whole Ukrainian situation that we lived through, and the president, right, the House impeaching the president, and the president being exonerated through the Senate. And again, this president has fought his way through every one of these things through kind of sheer kind of political will, if nothing else, and an unwavering kind of commitment to the people of the United States. I mean, I've said it before, this president doesn't need this job. I mean, he was already a billionaire with a private jet and a helicopter. So, I mean, somebody that has offered up his skills and abilities to serve his country like so many good people do. And, it's too bad that many people, especially holdovers from the Obama administration and other career bureaucrats, have tried to undermine him and undo the election.
Matt, this goes beyond, though, just the normal X versus Y disagreement on the nightly cable circuit about the new tax policy or whether or not we're going to build more defensive weapons or not. I mean, typical debates that people have had in the past, this goes far beyond that. This is a violation of a sacred process. This is a violation of the one of the sole determinants of why we became a country was so that we had self-determination and that we did that according to processes that we'd agreed to. With the Obama administration weaponizing, and I think that that's what they did with multiple agencies. I think when you had the IRS going after 501c3s that were not particularly in keeping with people that the president liked, and the way that that agency began to be used was not as a lawful institution of just collecting taxes. It was one that said, we're going to put labels on groups that we do like and ones that we don't, and we're going to make it harder for ones that we don't. In this case, of course, that administration's time was done. They were about out the door. But they thought that they could have a legacy that would be continued and would be lived on through the policies of a successor that, you know, largely mirrored what they liked. And so they thought, getting around all of the rule of law kind of stuff, we'll just use the Department of Justice just as corruptly as we use the IRS in that scandal. And it doesn't have to be all of the good people at Justice, all of the FBI agents that are in the field, the door kickers. We love those guys. These were all the top line appointees and insiders and people that yucked it up and had elbow chats with very important ones. And at the end of the day, I think it was just an arrogance that they could be above the American law and think we're not going to get touched. And it was a real problem. I wonder when people like you who know so much from being on the inside, you look at this and you say, would any other person have ever been able to even conceive that they would have had this kind of historic opposition illegally, criminally, once they were in office? I mean, this is, you're not allowing a president to do his job.
Right, and you're so right. I mean, first we need to always say that there are so many good people at the FBI, at the Department of Justice, all of law enforcement that are doing the right thing every day, put their lives on the line to keep us safe. There were a few bad actors, and we know their names almost by heart for the most part, and we have to go back to our core principles and regular order and really make sure that we restore the confidence and the integrity of the Department of Justice so this never happens to another American president, that this doesn't happen to another American citizen, that these tools and these sophisticated, you know, people with like Comey, who used his experience in other administrations, he said, you know, wouldn't have got away with this in Obama administration, wouldn't have got away with the Trump administration, but you know what, he shouldn't have even tried in the Trump administration, because, you know, fundamentally there was no change in those rules and no change in those policies and no change in those procedures. And you just see these people manipulating the system to with always the ends justifying the means, and it's disgusting. And everyone that was responsible for this needs to be held accountable. The American people are demanding it, and I think we'll finally get some accountability when John Durham delivers his report.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to that day. And General Whitaker, I just need to ask your opinion on this. Because I think a lot of people ask this question, why aren't some of these people in prison? And do you think that it's going to lead to possibly that for some of those who have been involved?
Well, I saw Barr just in the last week talk about this very subject, and I know that he and Durham and others that are looking into this, if somebody needs to be prosecuted, they will prosecute them without apology. And I also know that, like, for example, I know both Comey and Andy McCabe, who is the deputy director and then the acting director of the FBI, have already been investigated and referred to the U.S. Attorney Office in D.C. Those prosecutions, it sounds like, were declined based on the OIG's investigation. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily over. So, again, I have a lot of faith in Bill Barr bringing those accountable to justice.
We're going to have to, because the American people have a right to have confidence in the system that they have put their vote, their blood, their sweat, their tears behind. And that is the great American experiment. And what we have been is the greatest and freest country on planet Earth. If we start cutting corners and letting this kind of stuff happen without making a strong stand against it, much of that sweat, blood, and toil will go without merit. And that cannot happen. That cannot happen on our watch. Get his new book, Above the Law, The Inside Story of How the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, an honor to have you today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. So enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
And by the way, that book published by Regnery, our good friends and sister organization. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Radio 9 Live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some states are reopening faster than others as the country struggles economically from the coronavirus pandemic. New York State has begun easing some of their restrictions.
Will I get infected? Well, it depends on what you do.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says safe behavior is needed to avert the second wave.
How you act will determine what happens to you.
He says the number of new cases in his state is declining, but he says he expects to see an increase as certain areas begin to reopen. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio handed out masks at a park in Queens. It's just a few miles from Elmhurst Hospital, one of the early hotspots in the nation. The Houston Chronicle is reporting a huge surge in COVID-19 cases in Texas, nearly 2,000 in just under 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey friends, Kevin McCullough, so thankful that we've been able to be with you every week of our coronavirus configured broadcast weeks of Radio Night Live. If you had tuned into us prior to this last 9-week stretch, you would have seen a little bit of a different format. First of all, you would have actually, for those of you watching by way of television, been right in the studio with me. Because of social distancing, my video crew can't be here, so we're getting creative on the graphics. Thank you for your patience with that. We're doing the very best we can. And radio-wise, it's been the same deal. So we're talking to a lot of great people, getting you fantastic conversations, and making sure that you know the very latest of what's going on. And one of the things I'm very proud of is that we have continually brought into the fold new people that want to have access to you. They know that sponsoring this broadcast is very, very valuable, and they are eager to let you know of their goods and services. And I want to just want to thank USA Masks Direct. Now, I don't know if you've seen, but wearing masks in public, no matter where you are in the country, even if you're in an open state, it's still something that they're going to highly recommend, particularly when you're around elderly people. And if you're in some of the closed states, you may be closed another month or two. And they're going to require you to have masks anywhere in public when you go out in a closed state. So I wanted to partner with a mask company that was going to be very, very high quality, but also be economical. Because the disposable ones are expensive. And if you can grab one that you can, say, rewash like up to 50 times, and you only pay for it once, isn't that a better bargain? Anyway, as America is starting to reopen, stores and businesses across the nation are trying to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The threat of the virus is not over. And as we start to reopen, it's more important than ever to protect yourself and your family. The CDC still says face masks are the solution. Doctors still say face masks are the solution. And USA Masks Direct wants to help us be committed to stopping the spread of COVID-19. That's why they have decided they will make high-quality masks, great designs, very cool patriotic styles. I don't know if you've ever thought about making a statement. You know, if you've got feelings about having to wear masks, that may be, you know, that may be your thing. You may say, well, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and express my patriotism in the process. If you go to USAMasks2020.com, that's USAMasks2020.com, you're going to see a grand variety of really cool masks, stuff that's patriotic. The United States flag, the Statue of Liberty with stars. There's camo for my gun friends out there. They've got pretty girls colors for the girls. They've got really great designs all the way around. And if you buy three or more, they're gonna give you a big discount. If you use my coupon code KMC, you're going to get an additional 10% off. Go to usamasks.com, enter coupon code KMC at checkout. You'll get 10% off your order. Protect your family today. Get the masks that you can rewash and that are usable and that you don't have to worry about where it's been. You know the level of care that's been taken and maintained with it. And check out the really cool patriotic ones. The one with the Statue of Liberty on it and, you know, hey, solidarity with New York a little bit. It's just the coolest. And on the inside, it's stars and stripes. On the outside, it's the Statue of Liberty. And then if you want the American flag one, they've got one that has the inside that is the Constitution, We the People. So there's a great discount. Anyway, one size fits most of them. Get 10% off when you go. My only source of masks, usamasks.com, usamasks2020.com, usamasks2020.com, and again, use my program coupon code KMC. KMC at checkout, you're going to get 10% off. KMC at checkout will get you 10% off. Go right now, usamasks2020.com, usamasks2020.com. Glad to help you. Thank you so much for being there. Coming up, he's with you every morning on Fox and Friends. He's with us next to talk about the media and how they have handled the Russia collusion, declassification, Flynn probe, all of the things that are coupled under the umbrella called Obamagate. Did the media lose its way? A lot of people say that it did. Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends of the Fox News Channel, one of my colleagues there, he joins me next. We're also going to talk about those brave warriors at the Alamo, because that's what his new book's about. Anyway, that and more with Brian Kilmeade as we continue. It's Radio Night Live from New York.
A Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Somebody was just asking in the break, what's the URL again for the patriotic face masks? Yeah, this is a great way to express your love for country in this crazy time. USAMasks2020.com. 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 Okay, serious question for you. If everything we're learning from those declassified materials is true, then what role and how much responsibility And what kind of, I don't know, retribution should there be for the media and for their role in all that they played in those scandals? Here's the Federalist, Molly Hemingway.
The American people went through 3 years of being told day in and day out that there was a seditious action by President Trump to collude with Russia. We had real harm done in terms of domestic policy, foreign policy, harm to individuals, and it is just offensive, actually, to hear it now that it is a distraction when that was what was done to the American people day in and day out for many years.
Man, didn't they change the tune on that? The Russia collusion undermining the health and welfare of the country. We've lost America. And now that all of the details of what went into those investigations are coming out, it's, oh, that's nothing but a distraction. We need to focus on the coronavirus. They talk about another distraction. I'm not even going to touch on that in this segment. But, man, do we have a lot to cover with my next guest, who is a multiple New York Times best-selling author. He's also one of the generally good guys in the news business, and a proud Long Island native, born and raised, and kind of never really left the big city. Brian Kilmeade, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words.
So you've been in Morning Drive TV the entire time that Trump has been in office, and a good number of years before that, though you do seem to never age if you watch yourself on television. I am just curious. You sat on that couch every morning. You saw the same news reports I saw. You heard all the same stuff. Adam Schiff said a bazillion times and a half that he had hardcore evidence, and now everything we are learning about what they were doing, almost from the beginning of Trump's campaign, was designed to undermine, cut him out, and eventually try to recall him from being even elected president. Your take on this?
Well, Kevin, you're absolutely right. In fact, the Wall Street Journal wrote it up today. How many times Adam Schiff's told in all these different venues and mediums that he has really no doubt there is clear evidence in plain view of collusion with Russia, Vladimir Putin, and Donald Trump. Meanwhile, he knew he has not gotten any of that information behind closed doors, not from Clapper, not from Susan Rice, not from Samantha Power, not from Brennan, as far as I know. So, and plus, because it doesn't exist.
Right.
So they use that premise. They pretend that Papadopoulos and Carter Page played a major role. They had two dry wells there. They ruined the life of both these men, Papadopoulos too. At the same time, they brought them to their knees, and Trump didn't even know who they were.
Right.
And now it's emerging. The guy that paid the ultimate price, Paul Manafort, thankfully today, out of prison. He's going to be serving the rest of his time at home. He doesn't seem like a great guy, Paul Manafort, but he doesn't deserve 7 years in prison and didn't deserve a year in solitary confinement because he happened to be, for 2 months, President Trump's campaign manager and failed spectacularly.
Yeah, that was basically his big crime. But, Brian, and I know you feel strongly about this, the really aggrieved party in all this, and the guy they had to try to neutralize first because he would be in a position to blow the whistle, was the treatment of General Flynn and just how shameful this is by American history standards.
You got to meet this guy. He's George Patton in much better shape. He's a triathlete. He is someone who talks no nonsense. Unbelievable guest if you have on radio and television. Good, really good speaker. And now people feel perfectly comfortable for 3 years calling him treasonous and a Russian stooge and somebody who sold out for money. And it's just not the case. We have yet to hear his story. And when we hear his story, I will challenge Adam Schiff and anybody else to try to cross-examine him. They will not have a prayer. This guy personally oversaw the killing of Zarqawi. It was the guy that McChrystal had to have next to him as they surged in Afghanistan and tried to solve the mystery of the insurgency while sitting head-to-head with the worst Al-Qaeda, which we later would find out ISIS guys on the planet. So now you're going to call him treasonous who sold out his country? If you read the book, you see how anti-Russian he is. So I think he's gotten the worst rap, and the fact is this judge won't let it go is sickening.
Well, and Brian, if we're talking about all of that, there's a lot of fingers that now point back to that January 5th meeting in the Oval Office. How far up the chain does it go and from your perspective?
I mean, it's obvious he knew about what he thought Flynn was up to, so the president. John Brennan, evidently, the report is today that he had information the Russians want Hillary Clinton to win. He did not bring that information out at all. I think we're going to find out that the Clinton campaign actually paid for the dossier, when Robbie Mook and company said they knew nothing about it. They were flat out lying if you listen to Reed Paul Sperry today. So the question is, in the time of a pandemic, how zoned in are people? And the answer is, they'll be as zoned in as simple as you can make it.
Yep.
Make the story simple, make it about people, and just make it about what someone was saying they did and what they actually did.
Big difference. All right, Brian, you got your newest book is now out in paperback, Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers, The Texas Victory That Changed American History. I love your series of books on American history. They are written with such great color, and you feel like you're really there. But why is this book special to you?
Well, I mean, number one, I worried that it was just going to be a Texas book, and that the other 49 states couldn't appreciate it. But the more you read, these are all Americans. It's the same attitude that gave us the Revolution. It's the same hope we all had. And then I'm reading that Jefferson and Jackson, even though they didn't agree on much, both agreed that this state, what we now know as Texas, came in the Louisiana Purchase. It just wasn't pursued. It was wide open land. It was not being used. It wasn't taken by anybody. It was the Brits, the Spanish that broke their word, and the Mexican who took it to Mexico that ended up taking over that area that broke their word. And when they took away freedom and liberty away from these Texans, they stood up and fought. After the Alamo disaster, they would bounce back and win it all 4 months later. And what I added in the paperback was with Sam Houston, how he was solicited by Abraham Lincoln to keep Texas out of the war. Ultimately, Houston never wanted Texas in with the Confederacy, and he was going to need security from Lincoln. Lincoln said, I'll give it to you, and 50,000 men. And he said, now, you know what? I can't turn my guns on Texans. I quit. He quit as governor rather than preside over a Texas at war.
Quite a story. And, friends, it's all in the new volume, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, now in paperback, The Texas Victory That Changed American History. You love him. You know him. He's there with you on the couch every morning on Fox and Friends and doing a stellar job. Also does a really, really good job on radio as well. But we don't talk about that much because he's on the competition up the dial here in the big city. But nice. Brian, it's always good to have you, friend. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Kevin McCullough welcoming you back to Radio Night Live on a very busy Saturday night. We've got a lot coming up in hour two in the ladies' lounge. Kimberly Strassel is back with us from the Wall Street Journal. She is one of the truly most trusted voices on all things related to Obamagate, as the president has titled it. But we're also going to talk to some other newsmakers. Sidney Powell is the attorney that helped General Mike Flynn get his freedom. Get true justice in the courts. She was the second attorney go around. She's a native Texan. All my Texans tonight. She's there in Texas, in fact. And so is my guest following her, Kristen B. Tate. She made it home to Houston, where she said the reopening has gone fantastic. You Texans are enjoying that. We New Yorkers have had our shutdown extended for another month. That's how kind of topsy turvy the country is. And nowhere has coronavirus had a bigger impact. We think of it here in the first world as having impact. Nowhere has it had a bigger impact than in the third world. And friends, for the last couple of years, you've helped us liberate slaves that were humanly trafficked in Sudan. You've helped us liberate mothers who have been taken when they were young girls, repeatedly raped, mistreated severely. You can't even quantify the amount of abuse that most of those young ladies took while in captivity in Sudan. But here's the sad reality of the coronavirus. A lot of people will not get the coronavirus in the third world. But what the coronavirus in the first world has done is disrupt the food supply and the food chain. Just imagine, you know, the lines you've been in for the last few weeks to get a roll of paper towels and be told that's the only one you can have. Well, imagine not even being able to get a bowl of rice or something that is healthy or nutritious for you to eat. And that is the disruption that is taking place in the third world. And my friends, Christian Solidarity International, who helped us free and liberate all those 600 slaves, are now rushing food supplies and trying to help feed the freed slaves that we have so thoughtfully and diligently loved over the last couple of years. Well, I have some good news for you, friends. I started telling you about this last week. According to the amount that has come in, we've raised enough to feed 124 of those 600 slaves for the next 6 months. Now, that means there's still a number of them that we need to help. $50 will feed one former CSI slave that's been liberated. $50 will get them emergency food for 6 months. Would you call right now and help them do that? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need, $476 slaves to go. $50 a piece will feed them for 6 months. And this is a way that you can make a difference during this coronavirus curse that has plagued our land. Please pick up the phone and call now. 888-342-1010. Do everything you can. If you give a $300 gift, you're going to be helping six slaves, former slaves, survive for the next 6 months with emergency food supplies. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.